Okay, hello everybody. Hope you're keeping very well and staying very safe in these crazy, mad times we currently live in. And we'll just get going in just a moment. Just get going and just waiting for a few more people to log in. I can see everybody logging in right now. We have 15 people in. Every few seconds, if I click on update, I see more people. Yep, it's going up. It's going up. Actually, I need to switch off my sound on my main desktop computer. Because if somebody tries to Skype me, you'll hear it. Anyway, I'm going to put on the video camera and I'm going to switch off this slide. Hello. So as I say, I hope you're keeping very well and staying very safe. Crazy times we're living in right now here in Ireland. Ireland handled COVID-19 very well, very, very well, a lot of wisdom. And to come out of lockdown, it was over a series of seven phases. But you know what? The incident rate has just spiked again, just in the last, when everything seemed to be great. And then just the last couple of weeks, it's going way up. And I'm concerned because the kids are going back to school next week, and I've got two kids who will be going back to school. My wife told me earlier today that there's talk about another complete lockdown. I hope they make that decision sooner rather than later, because if the kids go back to school, well, there's a likelihood that this cannot be controlled, because you're talking about thousands and thousands of kids all going back to school and potentially infecting each other. So that's a real concern. Anyway, today I've got lots of great content lined up for you, stuff that can really, really help you. I've made this live training completely free and completely open. O Normally, the Ultimate Success Club, it's a paid membership, and this is normally only for members. But I made it completely open to everyone on my email list because of the current times that we're in, and because I know what I'm sharing today can help you a lot. It's also it's also a taster of what we do every single month. So the title, as you saw from the slide, it's how to increase productivity and reduce stress. So I'm just going to bring up the slide again so you can see it. Here we go. How to increase productivity and reduce stress. So, what does that mean? Well, firstly, before we get started, because in a moment from now, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to go in front of the main video camera, main microphone, with my big screen and my clicker, and I'm going to do the presentation, the live training from over there, and then at the end of the session, as normal, I come back here in front of my desktop computer, in front of my webcam, and it's your opportunity to ask me any questions that you want. Questions about what we cover in today's training or anything that you think I can help with, shoot, ask me anything. So first of all, I have a couple of questions for you, and those questions are, I just want to get really a feel for the group or group today, to see what your needs are most. And I just two questions, and I want to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Okay, and you need to put your responses, your answers, in the chat window to the right-hand side of the screen. First of all, on a scale of 1 to 10, how productive do you feel you've been in the past 3 months? Okay, COVID-19 has been going on, and you may find that you've been working like crazy from home and you've been incredibly productive, or you may find that the last 3 months have been pretty rough and you really haven't been able to progress your goals much. I speak with a lot of people, and I've heard both extremes. Those who have been able to work from home, those who do work online, generally have made fantastic progress. Those who don't, it can be very, very difficult, and a lot of distractions when you're working from home, especially if you're having to help teach kids. I was interviewing somebody in Miami just a couple of days ago, And he told me that, not only has he had to work from home, he's had to tutor his kids before the summer. So that's quite rough. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how productive do you feel you've been in the past 3 months? And I'm just looking at people's responses. 1 second, I need to click another button to see this. Click control panel as a moderator. We'll click a button here because I can't see anyone's responses at this moment. Okay, I'm getting responses here. So how productive do you feel you've been in the last 3 months? I'm getting a 7. I'm getting a 3. 4, 6, Bashkar says 6, 9, great, 3, 4, 2. So, okay, a lot of different responses there, and that's completely understandable. That is completely understandable. But in today's training, I'm going to teach you how to make a lot more progress each day, a lot more progress towards your goals, and achieve so that you can achieve them more quickly. This is not about working harder, it's about working smarter. Every month we get together online this as a, online like this as a group, and I teach high performance strategies, tools, and techniques that have been scientifically proved to work. No guesswork. Not it might work for this person, but not that person. What I share, if you put into action, if you test what I teach every month in these sessions, you will get amazing results. So, that's number the first question. On the second question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed have you been in the past 3 months? So, if you've been very stressed, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you haven't been very stressed, 0, 1, 2, 3. And a lot of people during COVID-19, they've experienced a great deal of stress, a lot of fear. And other people, I've spoken with a lot of people who found during the lockdown phase, they were forced to slow down, forced to take stock of what they've been doing for years. And so many people told me, I can't go back to that. I can't go back to that. All that stress, So for some people, for many people, it's been a real slowing down. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed have you been in the past 3 months? So put your responses into the chat box. 4, 5, 0, 8, 2, 8, 2 out of 10, 0, 6. Lots of different numbers there. Lots of different numbers. So, what does that mean? Well, in today's session, in today's training, I'm going to help you to reduce stress and gain more energy so you feel better. So, you feel better each and every day. And when you feel better, when you feel more alive, and you've less fear, you've got less stress, and you've more life force, things that may have been difficult before are so much easier. When you feel different, when you perceive in a different way, everything can change very, very, very quickly. I've experienced this so many times myself over the years. I mean, some of you have know about my story, where I lost everything about 15 years ago, where our son was born. I couldn't feed him or my wife or myself. It was that bad. Everything gone. Horrendous. And you know what? I really learned on a much deeper level than ever before that how we think and how we feel determines everything. So the way I what I did to change it, I had to change the way I felt, and I had to change my dominant thoughts and my dominant emotions. And when I did that, going from negative to positive, everything around me started to change. All sorts of opportunities, coincidences, synchronicities started happening. It was absolutely amazing. So it's really important that you have more energy. It's really important that you have less stress. It's really important that you think in a slightly different way if your life has not been changing, if your life is not going in the way that you wish. And for so many people, they've lost their job. They don't know what to do next. What's the next step? It can be incredibly frightening. But what I'm going to be sharing with you today, if you're in this situation, then I'm pretty sure what you will learn today is going to help you enormously. But unless you test what I'm sharing, nothing much will happen. It's all down to you. What adjustments can you make to see huge difference in your life. I want to just share something with you before I move to the big screen. I'm going to click on start off or publish. And on the right-hand side of the screen, you should have suddenly appeared Secrets of Success. So if you want to know more about what we do every month like this, then just click on the link, visit the website, and see exactly what you get every month with me. But you get a new course every single month, a new success course for an entire year, every single month, plus live training like this. So what, let me just see before I get my clicker. I think that's, yeah. Okay, we're going to be doing this for, I'm going to be teaching now for about an hour. And then, as I say, questions and answers back in front of my webcam here. So I'm going to blank out the microphone. I'm going to blank out this this webcam. Your screen will go blank for a moment. You'll hear rustling sounds, and then my main video camera will spring to life. So just give me a moment. I'm going to blank out video, blank out audio, and 1 second. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this month's live training. And as always, I've got lots of great content lined up for you today, really stuff that will really help you achieve your goals faster and more easily than ever before, because the title of today's session is How to Increase Productivity and Reduce Stress. Now, when you increase productivity, usually it's quite stressful. More activity means more stress, but there are ways of getting ahead faster, more effectively, more efficiently, saving energy, and reducing stress. So this is what we're going to be covering today. But a quick recap of last month, because a lot of people are coming in every month and they've never been to one of these live trainings before. So you may be wondering, if this is you, what's it all about? What did they cover last month? Well, you can go into the members area and you can watch last month's training and the previous 4 months. And this is what we covered. So first of all, the title last month was Master Your Physiology, Transform Your Life. Because when you master your body, you end up, it affects every area of your life. You improve your health, your brain power increases, your energy increases. Very important session. So we looked at how energy is a vitally important topic for success, and also the importance of life energy, or chi, or ki, or prana, as it's known in the Far East, and also how the body and mind influence each other, because they do. And we looked at Edgar Cayce's CARE system for health, very simple system, and also the effects of food and exercise on your mind. Also, 7 questions I shared with you, 7 very powerful questions, very powerful questions that can give you more energy. How can questions, asking questions of yourself, give you more energy? Well, I assure you, it can. When you ask questions of yourself, it enables you to reflect on your life and make modifications. If you want to know what those questions are, go back to last month's training. And we also looked at how postures, voice, gestures influence your energy. Your posture, the way you carry your body, your voice, they all dramatically affect your energy. And also, we looked at a very simple short meditation that combats stress and increases well-being. And today we're talking about stress again, because stress is known as the biggest killer today. So it's very important that we reduce stress. Okay. And we also looked at a checklist to optimize and maintain your energy. So what are we going to cover today? Well, as I say, this is how to increase productivity and reduce stress. And I'm going to be sharing with you 5 high-performance tools to boost productivity, also how to eliminate distractions and improve your focus, how to increase your energy and brain power in just 3 minutes. 3 minutes. You can boost your energy and your brain power. So as you progress through the day, well, this is a very simple technique that if you do it a few times a day,
instead of losing energy as you go through the day, you replenish energy. Okay, so that's how to increase your energy and brain power in just 3 minutes. How to get more done while reducing stress, a simple way to plan each day that can completely change your life, and also how to finally win back time, because we only get 24 hours in a day. And if you can discover what things waste your time, what things drain you energetically, things can change for the better. So, and also 10 indicators. 10 indicators to discover how productive you will be when setting any goal. And know when to proceed or not. And this is dynamite, because so many people go for the goals. They may put in years of blood, sweat and tears and effort, only to find when they achieve their goal, it's not as fulfilling as they had hoped. All that effort. Was it really worth it? Well, I'm going to share with you 10 indicators that will help you know in advance whether you should proceed towards your goal or not. Save you so much time and energy and potential disappointment. And so why are these things important? Well, first of all, you'll have more power to turn your dreams into reality. And also you'll have more energy and passion for life with less stress. And also you'll be more efficient and effective probably than you ever were before. This is the power of what I'm sharing with you every month. These are high performance success and high performance strategies, tools and techniques that have been scientifically proved to work. No guesswork, not trial and error. Or they might work for some people, but not others. These strategies, tools and techniques that I share have been scientifically proved to work. Really important. So, excuse me, coughing and spluttering here. So why do people struggle with these things? Well, they don't understand how their mind operates. They don't know how their body works or its needs. Then they don't truly value their time or energy. You know, people don't value their time, not really. They don't value their energy. You know, time and energy are the most precious things we have in life. We can use our time and energy to make a difference in the world, to live a wonderfully fulfilling life, or we can waste it. Most people waste a lot of energy and time. And they don't realize the importance of energy in achieving goals. If you don't have much energy, very hard to achieve your goals. Like an uphill battle. And they don't know how to boost their energy and improve their productivity. I'm going to share with you how to do that. And they don't have enough clarity on their goals. If you're not sure what it is, not quite sure what it is that you want to achieve, you'll end up just reacting to external changing circumstances. And your circumstances always change. Life always changes. But it's only people who are very clear on what it is that they wish to achieve gain huge amount of energy and momentum, vitality. The journey to achieving a goal can be absolutely amazing. So fulfilling. But if you're not clear on what it is that you want, you won't have that strong forward momentum, and you won't experience as much fulfillment. You won't be able to turn the impossible into possible. Okay, so, and also, most people don't know about high performance tools and techniques and habits, simple little habits you can install that affect your subconscious mind, that work on autopilot. This is all about minimum effort, maximum results, biggest bang for your buck. In other words, the things that matter most, the things that move the needle the most. There's no point in putting huge amounts of time and energy into something if you only need about half the time and energy to achieve it, is there? Okay, so, I know another reason they don't understand They don't realize that something so simple can be so powerful. It's often the, you probably heard of the 80-20 rule. 20% of what you do gives 80% of your results. Same sort of thing here. It's the small things that actually matter the most. The small things have the biggest effects long term. So, productivity and energy. Well, why is productivity so important? Well, you only get 24 hours in a day. You can't magically create more time. So that means you've limited time to achieve your goals. And we all live crazy, busy, hectic lives today. But we only get so much time to dedicate towards our goals. And if we're not making consistent movement towards our goals, nothing much happens, unfortunately. So it's really important to be as efficient and as effective as you possibly can. Highly successful people and people who aren't successful, the only difference is they do things in a different way. They do things in a different way. It's not true to think that highly successful people work 10 times harder than most people. They don't necessarily. In many cases, they work a lot less. It's about working smart rather than hard. And if you don't learn these things, if you don't know how to be more productive, progress your goals more quickly, more easily, save time and energy, reduce stress, you may experience great disappointment. There have been studies done about people, the last days of their life. They generally assess their life. They think back over their lives, and a lot of people have huge disappointments. I wish I'd done this. I wish I'd had the courage to do that. I wish. Too late. I think learning these techniques that I share every month, it can, if you put them into practice, at the end of your life, you may have very few regrets, if any. But as Einstein said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Things do not change unless we do things slightly differently, okay? So, energy. First of all, you get a limited amount of energy every day from your food and walking and energy from your environment. We get energy from all over the place, not just our food. So, but you only get a limited amount of energy each day, so you need to save as much energy as possible. And we all lose energy due to different things. So, what is your day-to-day life like? What is your day like when you're full of energy? You feel better, don't you? You feel more enthused about life and you've got lots of energy. You get more done. You get through the day much more easily, effortlessly in many cases. And you enjoy the journey. You enjoy the day tremendously if you've got lots of energy. So how much do you get done when your energy is low? When my energy is low, I get a lot less done. I haven't been sleeping very well the last week. I've been suffering from the last couple of years. I had it as a kid, came back just a few years ago, asthma. And it holds me back. You can sometimes hear me wheezing a little bit if you listen carefully. And one thing that goes with this asthma is, for a lot of people, nasal polyps. These things that grow inside your nose like jellyfish, horrible. And if they swell up, sometimes due to allergies and things, they swell up, then you end up breathing through your mouth and you keep waking up. And this has been happening to me the last week or so. It's getting better because I'm doing things to improve it. But I know for a fact, my own recent history, that when my energy is low, I do get a lot less done. My mind isn't as active or as agile. So that's fact. So I'm going to share with you energy optimization techniques to get more done while reducing stress. Get more done while reducing stress. So, how do you reduce stress, and why do you even want to reduce stress? Well, unfortunately, as I mentioned at the very beginning, stress has been recognized as the number one killer today. And you think, what? People don't die of stress. They do. Because stress that goes untreated for long periods of time, or for a long period of time, or an extended period of time, it has devastating effects on all aspects of your body, your immune system, your mood, your zest for life. If you're stressed all the time, you're just coping. You're low on energy, and your body can't work properly. Your body and mind, and things start to fall apart, and you know, small problems become big problems physically. So the knock-on effect is stress that goes untreated over a long period of time can end up with serious physical problems if you don't do something about it. Okay, so most serious illnesses can actually be traced back to long-term stress. That's what I'm saying here. And to when you reduce stress, you improve your energy, your health, and your productivity. So really important to have some stress-busting techniques. And this is fact. You can live longer with greater satisfaction and greater achievements when you've less stress in your life. So simple ways to reduce stress. Very simple ways. Lots of simple ways. Daily exercise and also recreational activities. We all need recreational activities because it allows our mind to rest. Okay, daily exercise, it releases endorphins and is really good for every part of our physiology. But also recreational activities are really important, as we saw in last month's training. And also adequate sleep. Sleep studies, modern sleep studies. But you know what? We've learnt more about the human brain and consciousness in the last 10 years than we have. Neuroscience has discovered more about the brain and how we think, or consciousness, in the last 10 years than the entire history of humanity. So we know now what things work and what things don't work, and what is good and what is not so good. And sleep studies have found that you must get between 7 and 9 hours sleep each night to be really healthy and operating really efficiently and effectively and being a high performer. You know, there's this mad idea that highly successful people get very little sleep. Some do. So that is true for some people, but you can't do that long term. You can't be at your best if you haven't given your body and mind a chance to fully repair itself. That's the purpose of sleep. Sleep enables our body to repair itself and our mind to settle again for the next day. And if you're constantly depleting yourself or robbing yourself of sleep, it can have very serious long-term effects, like stress. Just like stress, it can have very long-term effects, and it can affect your health in a negative way dramatically. So the sweet spot is between 7 and 9 hours. Less than that, it can affect our health and well-being and what we can achieve. More than 9 hours, our metabolism tends to slow down. It also has a negative effect. So the sweet spot varies from person to person, but between 7 and 9 hours sleep. So if you're not getting adequate sleep, think about this. Modern neuroscience and sleep studies have found that it's vital. Okay, so another simple way to reduce stress is planning and prioritizing your projects effectively. If you just leave everything up to memory and you'll be stressed, but you know exactly what you got to get done each day. When you tick things off, it's the feeling is great. You have a very clear path ahead for the day. Planning and prioritizing is actually everything. If you don't do it and you just attend to whatever comes on your desk, or metaphorically, or, you know, you end up usually reacting to other people's agendas rather than progressing what really needs to be done and progressing your goals. Okay, and a great way to reduce stress is taking these refocusing breaks or energization breaks every 60 to 90 minutes. I share this very frequently, every couple of months, every 3 months. I go through this, these stress busting techniques, energization techniques. They only take 2 to 3 minutes. And if you do this several times each day, preferably, you know, somewhere between 60 and 90 minutes, has massive effects on your life. Instead of losing energy as you go through the day, and with each shift of what you're doing, if you're, you know, answering emails and then you move to some other thing that you need to attend to, that takes energy, moving from one activity to another. But if you replenish energy before you make that shift, it gives you so much more life force as you go through the day. So at the end of the day, you're not totally burnt out. Or if you are totally burnt out, you've got a hell of a lot more done in the day, okay? So also meditation, relaxation techniques, and self-hypnosis. Amazing ways of reducing stress. And we went into meditation last month. So I'll talk a little bit more about that shortly. And also light and sound devices and biofeedback machines, which I love. I'm always experimenting with these, what would you say, mind machines. Machines that can help you shift your consciousness. So many of them work. Amazing, particularly biofeedback and light and sound devices. So, yeah, powerful ways to reduce stress. So let's look at a couple of these. I'm not going to go into each one in detail because I've done that before and we'll be doing it again in a few months. And it's not totally, it's relevant to today, but there's so much other stuff we need to cover as well. But basically, to reduce stress, all you need to do is get yourself into a relaxed, focused, receptive state. And there's all these technologies that you can use to get you into that state. First, as I say, meditation, really important. And I shared with you a very simple meditation last month. Also, biofeedback, where you connect yourself up to a machine like you see here, with electrodes that are sensors that make contact with your hand. It measures the resistivity between two points in your hand, your palm of your hand, or the back of the hand. It's actually the palm of the hand. And as you relax, the resistivity changes, and the LEDs and the sound, because you wear earbuds or headphones, and you hear the tones going lower and lower and lower. And, you know, just using one of these devices, very quickly you can recognize the process by which you can bring yourself into deep relaxation. So after a while, you don't even need the machine anymore. It's like training wheels on a bicycle. Biofeedback, enormously effective. Brainwave sensing technology, you put on these visors that make contact with your skin, picks up your brainwaves, and similar to the other type of biofeedback machine I was telling you about, only usually you run an app on your phone or your computer or tablet device, whatever device you have, and different things happen on the screen according to your relaxation level. You're constantly being fed back to you visually and through sound your relaxation level. So you can learn very quickly how to go into this very deep, relaxed state where you overcome stress. And also light and sound technologies, demonstrated those a few times. You put on like sunglasses, sun visors, and earbuds in your ears. And there's LEDs in the sunglasses and the shades. You close your eyes and they flash. And you can select all sorts of different programs. From programs to help you overcome insomnia, accelerated learning, help you bring back focus very quickly. Other sessions to bring you into a very deep, relaxed state. Others that can enhance your, what would you say, your creativity. Others that actually boost your intuition. All sorts of amazing things. These are technologies I absolutely love. I've got about 10 of these different 10 10 different of these devices, light and sound devices, or sound and light machines. Amazing things, very effective. And visually, you hear, okay, you hear tones in the earbuds or the headphones, and visually, with your eyes closed, you see all these swirling geometric patterns, waves, and, you know, all sorts of geometric shapes. Beautiful, beautiful. And depending on the session, it can... I remember the very first time I used one of these machines. So it was over 20 years ago. I'd had one for, I don't know, 6 months. I hadn't really had the opportunity to test it. And I just moved into this house. And it was a stressful work day, business. The phone was hopping, and I thought, right, I'll try this machine. And I selected, put on the headphones, put on the visors, closed my eyes. I did a session that was to take 15 minutes. It was called deep relaxation. I just wanted to relax. I shouldn't have selected deep relaxation, because 10 minutes later, my phone rang, and I looked at my watch. Only 10 minutes had gone by. 10 minutes had gone by. But I woke from a dream. And so this session was so powerful. It literally pulled me into sleep in less than 10 minutes. And I was dreaming. I'm like, oh my goodness. I couldn't believe how effective these machines are. So light and sound machines, do a Google search. You can get them on Amazon. And, you know, one great place is mindplace.com. They manufacture them. There's all sorts of different machines. Anyway, that's light and sound technologies. Electrocranial stimulation, where you have, you know, behind, like earbuds behind the ears, they make contact with your skin, put a very small electrical current into, you know, into your brain, and beat stress. They can really enhance relaxation and boost your intuition as well, believe it or not. So those are some of the technologies. So how do we win back time? Well, there are simple ways to achieve far more each day while dramatically reducing stress. And everything's vying for our attention. This poor guy watching TV, and all these hands are coming out of the TV. Everything is trying to pull us in 100 different directions, from TV and radio and social media. Our energy's being pulled in 100 different ways and directions all of the time. And, you know, this is really the age of mass distraction, and studies have found that people's attention span is shorter now than I think ever. And as I said earlier, the fact is we only get 24 hours in a day, and we cannot create more time. We can't create more time. We can only change the way we do things. We can win back time. That's the only thing we can do. So wasting time is what sabotages people's chances of success. One of the big things, wasting time. And we all waste time, even if we may not realize it. So the fact is, you can achieve so much more than you may think right now. So much more. Amidst your crazy, busy daily schedule. Okay? And this, I know this sounds stressful. Like you're going to have to take all this extra effort. No, this is not about making extra effort. It's finding the things that waste your time, waste your energy, make you stressed, and maybe taking away some of those things. And it's like a deep breath. This big expanse opens up, and a lot of possibility that was not there before, that you didn't see before, suddenly is in front of you. So you need to win back time. You need to start by eliminating wasted time. Okay, so how do you win back time? How do we win back time? I need some water. One sec. You're in very good health. So how do we win back time? Well, it's fact. Time is the most valuable possession that you have. You never get more. You can never get more time, but you can use it more wisely. And this is so disturbing. This is a fact I heard, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago. the average, I'm sure that this applies to not just people who live in the United States, but probably every country is the same. But it's only, I think, this study has been done in the US. And they found that the average American spends 5 hours and 4 minutes watching TV every day. 5 hours and 4 minutes watching TV every day. Now, the disturbing thing is, when you add all that time up, it comes to 1,849 hours each year, or the equivalent of watching TV 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, for 16 years of your life. This is the average American, watches TV for 16 years of their life, non-stop. That's awful. Think of all, you know, if we just cut our TV watching down a bit, think of all the potential that we now have in front of us. So how different would these people's lives be if they watched just 1 hour less TV and spent that hour pursuing their goals in life? I think very different indeed. So I have a strong suggestion for you. I have no idea what your lifestyle is like. I have no idea what your daily schedule is like. I have no idea who you are, and I don't know your circumstances. Everyone has lots of challenges and things that are buying for their time and energy, but I have a very strong suggestion. And just do this for one day. You can do it for more days if you want, but one day will help you see pretty clearly the amount of time you can win back. So my suggestion is, just for one day, take account of how you spend each hour of that day. And I think you may be very surprised how much time you could set aside to pursue your goals, to prioritize. When you prioritize your time just a little bit better, you put aside time to achieve your goals, progress your dreams. Oh, amazing things can happen. So just do this for one day. See the things that waste your time, that waste your energy, that aren't that important, and use some of that time to progress your goals. I think you might thank me for it if you do this, because this little exercise, very easy to do. You know, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. got up, had shower, had breakfast. 8 a.m. to 9, went to work or whatever, you know. 9 to 10, what you did then. All through the day until the time you go to bed. Just for do it for one day. It's so revealing. And I'm pretty sure you'll find things, areas where you can win back a lot of time to progress your goals. So there's a great book called The One Thing. And it's all about a question you ask of yourself that helps you prioritize, helps you focus your time and energy on what matters most. And the one thing focusing question is, what's the one thing I can do that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? I love this question. What's the one thing I can do that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? It stimulates you to brainstorm and come up with ideas are the start of everything. And I did this years ago, my first bestseller, Unlock Gratitude Now. I asked myself, you know, I needed to tell the world about my new book, because I really wanted, it was all about the power of gratitude, and it could help people in a very substantial way. So I want to get this book into the hands of as many people as possible. So I asked myself, what's the one thing that I can do to get my book out into the world, that by doing it, everything else may be unnecessary? What's the most efficient and effective way, the biggest bang for the buck? And, you know, I could have hired a PR person, book launch people, could have spent a fortune in advertising. But asking myself this question, well, what's the one thing I can do that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? I came up with the idea of contacting radio stations. Lots and lots and lots of radio stations and podcasts. There were a few podcasts even back then. And I bought this email list of thousands of radio stations in the US and podcasts. And I sent one email. It took a bit of time writing this email. Talking about the book, saying who I am, why this subject is very relevant to the current times, what the listeners to the radio program will gain from it, why I'm an expert on the subject and why I should be interviewed, and you know, all about what's in it for them, what's in it for them. And I sent that email out to about 500 or 600 radio stations, because not all those radio stations were appropriate. So there's loads and loads of religious stations. And I didn't, you know, it would have been very appropriate actually then, but I didn't. I excluded certain types of program, and I just focused on those radio programs that I felt were would be most interested. So I sent out about 500 emails. You're talking about literally only a couple of hours' work. And I got all these radio interviews lined up, one after another after another, and the book became a bestseller. So, as I say, I could have spent a fortune hiring professionals to launch the book. I could have advertised it, spending a fortune, got a PR person. Didn't have to do any of that. The simplest, most effective, cost-effective, and fast way was to do what I did. So this focusing question is just great. So, yeah, to achieve anything, you've got to know exactly what you want. You need to know exactly what you want, because a lack of clarity can have really serious effects. And what are these long-term effects of having a lack of clarity? Well, chances are you'll be low on energy. If you're very unclear in your life what you want and where you're going, chances are you won't have much energy, not much enthusiasm. Your energy is fragmented because you just spend time reacting to changing situations around you instead of progressing your dreams. Your life can drift. In one of the chapters in my bestseller, The Most Powerful Goal Achievement System in the World, I gave an illustration of a guy, I think, called John, fictitious guy, who, you know, unlike his friends, he had no goals. And his life drifted. And it led to so much resentment and why me and everyone else has it better. And this can happen if you don't have clear goals, unfortunately. And you can be very prone to complaint. And some people, you know, even particularly in old age, you can get very bitter. You can get very bitter if you don't progress what you were put on this earth to achieve. And you can often be very unsuccessful, okay? And achieve a far less happy life. Goals are the gateway to amazing things, an amazing fulfillment. And you will definitely experience a lot less growth because you avoid challenging situations. When you set a goal, first thing is that it's like moving a ship out of a calm harbour out onto the stormy seas. And when you progress that ship towards its destination, you will feel the waves pushing against you. So when you set a goal and you're really serious about it, you will experience setbacks, because it's like the universe is giving you all the opportunities to enable you to make the changes within yourself to achieve that goal. No goal, nothing much happens. Very little personal development and growth. Okay? And you'll experience a life of mediocrity if you don't set goals. Right? Chances are you will experience a life of mediocrity. And in many cases, always settle for second best. Now, I'm not saying you will definitely experience all of these things if you don't set goals, but there'll be high likelihood that you'll experience some, if not all, of these things. Because there have been studies done, I think, Harvard, that springs to mind, where people's lives over years have been looked at, people who set goals, people who don't set goals, and how their lives turn out. So these aren't just my own ideas. So the beneficial effects of having clarity, long-term effects of having great clarity. First, you'll have far more energy, enthusiasm, aliveness, and joy. Your energy will be focused in the direction in which you're progressing. Chances are you will be far more successful, and it allows you to achieve your life's true purpose. Having clarity of what you want to achieve, it's very fulfilling. It's very fulfilling, even if you experience setbacks, even if things don't go right. Just the process of setting a goal, going for it, even if you don't achieve the goal, all the personal development you go through, it makes the journey worthwhile. Over the years, I've created, bought, built and sold, at this point in time, 18 businesses. Some of them have been terrible failures. Starting a business and making it successful, that's a very important goal. I'm not saying I achieve all my goals. Nobody achieves all their goals. It's extremely rare. But I'm so glad I set all of those goals, because they enabled me to grow so that I could achieve the really big stuff. Okay, so long-term effects of having great clarity allows you to achieve your life's true purpose. You can achieve a far more fulfilling life, experience personal growth, and develop new skills. As I mentioned, you can experience the best life has to offer. It's important to get clear, really clear. So having more clarity will change your life. When you're clear on your goals and your life purpose, and you use high performance productivity tools, you really become unstoppable. So let's get into these. So how do you get clear on your goals? This is in the Most Powerful Goal Achievement System in the world. So if you haven't read it, you can log into your members area and download a PDF version. So it's there for you. There's a chapter on this. So how to get clarity on your individual goals. I'm going to go through this quickly, because it's in the book and you have access to it already. So goal brainstorming. Create goals for every area of your life. Don't just create goals for one or two areas. Create goals for every area of your life. Your finances, your career, relationships, recreation, health, and personal growth. Because we all need personal growth for fulfillment. So first of all, write down all the things you want to achieve at some point in your life. Okay, include those things in your life that cause you to suffer by converting each one into its opposite. Now, why would you do that? Well, if you don't already have really clear goals, I often ask people, I'm always asking that thing to people. What do you really want to achieve during your life? One of my favorite questions. And a lot of people go, I'm not sure. And a lot of those people are in their 30s or 40s or even 50s. Not sure. Well, it's very easy to find what you want to achieve if you've got a lot of things in your life or even just a few things that you're not particularly happy with. So I ask these same people who say, I'm not sure what I want to achieve. Is every area of your life perfect? They go, no. Okay, what things are irritating you? And then it all comes out. Oh, a bad relationship with my boss, and not enough money at the end of the month. I haven't gone on a holiday vacation for a year. I can't afford to pay for the dog license or my kids' books for school. Oh, wow, you can convert every single one of those dissatisfactions into a goal, a very motivated goal. So if you're really sick and tired of being poor, then convert that into having a specific amount of money left over at the end of the month. Very easy to do. So include those things that's called in life. Include those things in your life that cause you to suffer by converting each one into its opposite. If you can't come up with goals, if you don't have goals, clear goals, now cross off any that don't feel particularly important to you. During this process, you may have about 30 or 40 goals, and some of them you'll feel strongly about, others you won't. So cross off any that aren't that important. Okay, you don't want to waste too much time and energy on things that aren't that important. So you repeat this process for each area of your life. finances, career, relationships, recreation, health, personal growth. You know, it might have, you know, end up with two or three in each area of life, or even five or six, as I cross off those that aren't that important. Okay, step number two, discover your big why for each of your goals. And this is a very simple exercise called the So That exercise, your good health. Water again. So the So That exercise. Okay, I'll explain. Wants and needs are different. You know, you may want something, but do you really need it? So I remember back in the, I don't know, mid-1990s, I was starting to experience the fruits of my success. I was buying the latest this and the latest that and the top of the range car. And you know what I found very quickly? Get these things and they're great. And then after a month or so, I realized this doesn't really enhance my life that much. I don't feel that different inside. You know, and I was surrounding myself with these things, maybe status symbols, because I didn't feel successful inside. And I thought these things would make me feel successful. So, well, it's very shallow stuff. I'm so glad I learned that all those years ago. You can feel successful without having trinkets to prove it to yourself. So wants are very different from needs. What do you need? Do you need that brand new car? Or do you just want it? You can spend so much time and energy and money on things that don't give you much value. Okay? So, the So That exercise, that wants and needs are different. After each of your goals, write down all your goals, add the word So That. I want to have $10,000 saved at the end of each month, so that, okay? And fill in your reason after the word so that. And you keep going deeper and deeper by adding so that's until you discover the single motivating reason for your goal. And if this isn't making sense, pick up my book. I'll probably explain it better than that. But you come down to the fundamental driving force behind your goal. And you may find, that's not that important, actually. You just save yourself a lot of time and energy. So the result is you'll discover if your goal is truly worthwhile. That's a need. Or if it's just helping you avoid some change you need to make within yourself. That's more a want, okay? So, an example goal. This is just a typical example. To work half the time for twice the income. I think that's a brilliant goal. To work half the time for twice the income. So, that's a goal. To work half the time for twice the income so that I have more free time and I can do whatever I want. That's good. So that I can learn new things and experience more of life. That's really good. So that I can discover what I like doing best. I think that's great. So that I can spend more time doing the things that I love. Wonderful. So that I can experience more excitement and passion. So that I can live my life to the fullest. So that I can be deeply happy and truly fulfilled. I think that's a brilliant goal. If your so that's, or you know, your so that's will be different, probably. I think that's a great goal. And finally, so that I can be a positive influence on others. I think this is a brilliant goal, really worth pursuing. But you know, your so that's will be different. You need to find your core driving reason, okay? So that they can also achieve their goals and become happy. So I can influence other people so that they can achieve their goals. This is kind of what I'm doing here right now. I'm trying to help you achieve your goals more easily and have great forward momentum and end up being incredibly fulfilled. And in turn, hopefully instilling within you a desire to then make a difference in other people's lives. Okay? I want to be a catalyst for change in the lives of others, a catalyst that creates catalysts, other people who then become really fulfilled, really happy, and then help other people on their path. I think that's the most wonderful thing that we can do in life, is to empower another person to achieve their goals, and then hopefully that person will empower someone else. Okay, the ripple effect. So the result is, when you do this, so that exercise, you discover your big reason why, or you may find your goal is not really worth pursuing, and you've just saved yourself oceans of time and effort and money, probably. So here's a process chart to clarify the exercise. Write down your goal and add the word "so that." After "so that," write out your reason why. Repeat this "so that" process until you find your big why, your big reason why. And the result is you should now have great clarity on worthwhile, meaningful goals, and avoid wasting time and energy on goals that may end up be dissatisfying, unfulfilling, or that just enable you to avoid things you need to change within yourself. Okay, so that's that. So how to get clarity, that's clarity on goals, but how to get clarity on goal action steps? How do we do this? Because it's all well and good having a really clear goal, but then how do we achieve that goal? You have to break that goal down into action steps. You know, to achieve any goal, there are all sorts of things you need to do before you achieve it. So this is a wonderful way of finding those action steps. And I use, and many millions of people use, mind mapping software. Here's the book I mentioned earlier, Unlock Gratitude Now. Here's a mind map I created for writing this book and getting it into the hands of as many people as possible. So I just wrote it in the center of the page. You can do this on paper with a pen, or you can do it in with software like I did. Unlock Gratitude Now, the name of the book. And then I asked myself, you know, what should the book contain? And I wanted it to contain mind over matter experiments, and then different experiments that prove that our mind affects physical reality. And then I wanted to include in the book practical exercises. So the book was not just a book, but also practical things that people can do to experience major results. So practical exercises, my crazy gratitude experiment, gratitude journals, goals, hypnosis, all sorts of different things. So I mapped out the whole book, including how to market it. Even though you have a goal and you think, how the hell do I achieve it? It can be overwhelming. If you mind map it out, what happens is it stimulates your creativity. As ideas come to you, more ideas will come to you. It's amazing. It's almost like it creates itself. And, you know, mind mapping works very much in the same way as neural pathways form in the brain. And, it's mind mapping. You got to try it. Lots of free software. You can just do it with a pen and paper. So that's actually goals. That's clarity on goal action steps, because every one of your goals, there'll be action steps. And this is the easiest way to find out what those action steps are. And some of your action steps, you won't know what they are until you're a bit further down the path and you've achieved other mini, what would you say, milestones towards your goal. And then suddenly, the path opens and you see the next stepping stones. They appear. But this helps. And just keep using your mind map. Keep adding things to it as you progress towards your goal. It's just minimum effort, maximum result. This enhances and boosts and stimulates your creativity like gangbusters, whatever gangbusters are, amazingly. Okay, so now into the high performance section. We'll have questions and answers in just a few minutes. I'll be sitting in front of the computer. But high performance coaching. What is this high performance coaching? Well, first of all, this is Brendan Burchard, myself. He's the founder of the High Performance Institute. His institute studied the biggest study in history of high performers worldwide. I think something like 300,000 people at the top of their game, the top of their industry, highly successful people. And he studied this huge study took place, an academic study, to find out, are there things that most of these people have in common? Habits, tools and techniques that make them highly successful? And the answer is yes. These are the things that I share with you every month, scientifically proved to work. So what is high performance? High performance means it's not, you know, running to your drop. No, it's the opposite. High performance means excelling and succeeding above and beyond standard norms consistently over the long term. These are strategies, tools and techniques that allow you to be consistently more successful. Okay, so high performance habits, what are they? Well, you've heard of peak performance. Athletes must get into peak performance states to run a marathon. If you can't sustain a peak performance state, you die. After every peak, there's a valley. You can't sustain peak performance, but high performance, it's about over the long term. Okay, so high performers have greater success, fulfillment, aliveness, and joy. They know how to win back time, and by highlighting activities that waste time. They're people who dramatically increase their productivity by working smart. And they take energization breaks every 60 to 90 minutes, and more energy, more focus, more clarity, less stress. And they are people who just make little adjustments. Just becoming a high performer, you're just making small adjustments that have huge effects. And high performers improve their energy and reduce stress and burnout. Okay, so a high performer is someone who has greater focus and gets more done and faster and achieves far higher success than 95% of the population. And this is all provable. This has all been proved. Okay, so this is what high performance is. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions here, and you need to write down the answers. You can write them down now if you want, but you can print out. I'm going to give you all the slides from this presentation at the end. When I go back to my computer, I'm going to click a button, and I'm going to share, click a link that will share to you a PDF document of all these slides, and you can download it to your device. So number one, when was a time in your life when you were most productive? Why do you ask questions? Why do we ask questions? Because it enables you to reflect on your life and see areas where you need to make some small adjustments. And then I should share with you ways to make those adjustments as well. So number one, when was a time in your life when you were most productive? Number two, how did you get so much done? What was going on in your life then? Where do you feel you're not being productive enough yet in your personal life, and why? Number four, where do you feel you're not being productive enough in your professional life, and why? So personal life and professional life. Number five, if you could only improve one or two of these, what would they be? What's the priority now? Okay. Number six, what could you start doing to improve these areas? Okay. So that's the first set of six questions. Oh, number seven, there's more. What do you really feel is most important in your mission or your goals right now? What's really important for achieving your mission or achieving your goals, your major goals? Number eight, are you moving towards it at the pace you really want? Answer these honestly. You don't have to send them to me. Answer them honestly and read them and reflect on them and make adjustments. Number nine, if you had to cut out some activities in life that aren't giving you the productive payoff you want, what would they be? And number 10, what distractions or competing interests seem to be keeping you from getting more done? Because I can guarantee you there are distractions and competing interests that are slowing up your progress, okay? And number 11, how could you minimize these distractions? These questions are dynamite. Don't underestimate the power of questions. They are the beginnings of revolutionary change and transformation of people's lives, okay? So, next thing, block time, okay? I like this graphic. Weapons of mass destruction. We are in the age of mass distraction. And here we go. What's a blogger? Is that still around? Facebook, Twitter. Anyway, all these things that vie for our attention. I think I need to update that graphic probably. I don't know if they're all still there. Certainly the logos have changed. Anyway, block time is a focus management approach that requires blocking out significant amounts of time to advance or complete a major project in your life. It requires you to get clear on a major dream and schedule real time to leap towards it. When doing time blocking to progress any project, eliminate all distractions. So, you know, whenever I write a book, I schedule that time for every day, first couple of hours of each day. I switch off, I don't use social media, not personally anyway. Close down email, switch off phone, focus on that one task only. Block out 2 hours a day to write the book. Turn off your phone, social media, make sure you are not disturbed so you can have total focus and be at your most creative so you can make the fastest progress possible. So the goal here is really minimum effort, maximum result. So time blocking, allocating time for progressing your goals is amazing. It's so simple, but if you don't do it, life gets in the way and stops you achieving that goal as quickly. It slows up the process of achieving your goal dramatically. Okay, so let's look at a great way to do this effectively, is time blocking. So below, detail a dream you have and spend some time answering the questions and planning your block time. I need more water. Once again, to your good health. So, dream number one. I'll read that again. Below, detail a dream you have and spend some time answering the questions and planning your block time. Dream number one. A dream project I'd love to start or complete is, fill in the blank. Number two, the reason this project is a dream of mine and I'm committed to it is, fill in the blank. If I'm ever going to make this dream come true, I'd have to make these things my priority. What are those things that you need to make your priority? Make a priority, fill in the blank. A block of time I'm going to dedicate to this dream or project is, fill in the blank. And this can be a daily block of time, or it could be a block of time that's several days or weeks long, where you focus on nothing else but the project, like writing a book in the next 2 weeks. And anyone can write a book in 2 weeks if that's all that you do, if that's all that you're going to do during those 2 weeks. Many bestsellers have written in 2 weeks. I wish I could write books in 2 weeks. Maybe little booklets, but some people do great books within a couple of weeks. So you repeat this process for other dreams you have. So you block out, you carve out time to achieve those goals. Okay? So, final question. To create the reality where I will have this much block time to complete the project, I will need to make these adjustments in my life. Fill in the blank. Consider it deeply and answer the question. Fill in the blank. Know what you got to do. And little tool here. Very, very simple. Very effective. This is a daily productivity planner. And basically, if you do use this at the beginning of every day, you'll find you progress through your day so much more quickly, so more effectively, knowing exactly what you need to be doing instead of answering to other people's beck and call. If you don't plan each day, other people's agendas get in the way and your goals and dreams and projects are sabotaged. So you write down the three projects that you're working towards right now. Could be business, personal life, whatever. Write down your three biggest projects that you're moving towards right now. And underneath each of those projects, write the top five things that you need to do to progress that project. Okay? So if you're writing a book, you know, what's the first priority? Outline the book, mind map, brainstorm. Priority might be to learn about book publishing, do a course on book publishing. I think you get the idea. So you write out your three major projects that you're working towards right now, and under each, the biggest things you need to do to achieve those projects, the biggest things that you need to do in the immediate future. And then also, on the right-hand side and the left-hand side of the page, you have a list of people. On the right-hand side of the page, you write down a list of people who you're waiting to hear back from. People who are helping you already to move towards these projects. So you may need to send them a reminder saying, hey, you didn't get that logo back to me that I wanted you to create last week. Any update on the progress? And then on the left-hand side of the page are the people you need to contact today to progress your projects. So people who you're waiting to hear back from, who you've already communicated with, and people that you need to make contact with, that you may not have communicated with about these projects yet, okay? And then at the very bottom, you write the main priorities you must complete today, no matter what. The main things I must complete today, no matter what. Those are the biggest priorities that you need to work on today. And, you know, I use this and it's great. And mine doesn't change that much from day to day. And I just readjust some of these here. The projects and the big things that I need to do stay the same for a while, usually a week or two or even a couple of months in some cases. But the people I need to reach out to and I'm waiting to hear back from, that changes the whole time. And the biggest priorities for today, no matter what, that they change rapidly each day. So it's very simple and it's very easy to underestimate the power of simple tools like this. But these are the things that make the biggest difference, okay? Not just a diary system or a schedule in Outlook or whatever, but this simple tool enables you to move all your projects forward, all of them, you know, amazing stuff. So I mentioned, and I'm not going to go through the entire routine today, I mentioned about how to boost energy, bring back focus and clarity, and reduce stress. And I've shared this many times, and I'll be sharing it again in a few months, but it's also in my book, the six phase energization, the Qigong routine, and it boosts your energy, reduces stress, brings back focus for your next activity. So ideally, anywhere between 60 and 90 minutes, every 60 or 90 minutes of the day. I do it every 90 minutes, not every 60 minutes. Depends on, you know, the peaks and troughs of your energy as you go through the day. But this simple Qigong technique, I just breathe in and out deeply and I tap different parts of the body, starting at the ankles with the hands cupped, tap, 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 all the way up to the knee and all the way up to the back of to the top of your leg and the back of your leg. And then you cross over to the other leg, and then you tap under all the way up to the underarm here, all the way up to the underarm there, and then tapping from your fingertips all the way up to your shoulder, and the same on this side, and then, you know, tapping your kidney area, and then jumping up and down on your tippy toes, and breathing in and out, and then the breath scaling where you breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, and you start slowly and you build up rhythm and force and then back it down again. But you know, these techniques, you've got to check with your doctor to see if they're suitable. I'm not a doctor, I can't advise you medically. And you know, there's a warning here. It says one of these exercises involves standing on one leg, which may not be suitable for you if you have poor balance or if you're currently overweight or if you suffer from any condition that could make this exercise a risk for you. Always consult your doctor before starting any new exercise routine. It's there. But very simple technique. Very, very simple technique. It takes 2.5-3 minutes. And wow, it gives you a burst of energy. More focus. You do this throughout the day, every so often, and at the end of the day, not totally burnt out. And wow, the progress that you've made. It's just wonderful, wonderful gift. Anyway, oh, one other thing, action indicator assessment. So think of this as more questions. Think of a dream, a big dream or goal you'd like to achieve. What if you could know in advance whether or not you would be productive and work hard towards your dream when you can. Know in advance whether it's worth progressing or not. We've done this with the so that exercise. This is the same thing, only coming at it from a different angle. So you've got two ways. So below are several categories to consider when trying to assess your will, competence, or likelihood of taking on or successfully completing any given challenge in life. With each category, give yourself a rating of 1 to 10 as described. After you complete all categories and scaling, find out your overall score and its implications by adding up all your ratings. So what is this? What does it mean? You'll see very clearly in a moment. Categories and your rating. Okay. Now, these statements that I'm going to read out to you, if you agree with them very much, give yourself a high rating. 7, 8, 9, 10. If you feel, nah, that doesn't really apply to me, I don't believe that, I don't think that, give yourself a low rating. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. Okay. So, first of all, future identity. Okay. Once again, think of a dream or goal you'd like to achieve. What if we could know in advance whether or not you'd be productive and work hard towards your dreams? Okay. So first one, future identity. Is this goal or activity relevant to my future identity, to how I see myself, and what I see myself doing over the long term in the future? Give yourself a rating. Number two, intrinsic value. Is this goal or activity something I'm passionate about, would enjoy doing, feel proud about, and sense contributes meaningfully? Would I do this regardless of money, status, recognition, or power? Extrinsic rewards. Give yourself a rating. If you agree with this, give yourself a high rating. If you don't really agree with the statement, a lower rating. Utilitarian value. Is this goal or activity something that will lead to a useful outcome for me? Will I get something useful in life out of doing this? Rate yourself. Opportunity cost. In pursuing this goal or activity, can I avoid losing out on other things that I find important? Can I do this without costing too much time, energy, effort, resources, and willpower needed elsewhere? Rate yourself. Now, daily time. Is this goal or activity going to have quick and recognizable results that I can enjoy soon? Give yourself a rating. Personal control. Is this goal or activity something that I will be able to make happen by my own efforts? Or do I have to rely on someone else? Give yourself a rating. Social support. Is this goal or activity something people will support me on? Will others provide direction and cheerleading when I attempt this? Give yourself a rating. Coming near the end now. Bandwidth belief. What's that? Well, is this goal or activity something I will have enough time and focus to do a good job at? Rate yourself. Resource availability. Will I have the resources I need to successfully accomplish this goal? And autonomy. Will I be given the trust and decision-making authority I need to feel as though I am in control and able to make things happen? Give yourself a rating. And now you add up all your scores, your 9s and 10s and 7 and 8s and 5s. Add them all up, okay? So add them all up and enter your score, okay? So what do you do now? Well, if in tallying, if in adding all your ratings, you didn't end up with a score of at least 75, then it's likely you will not feel competent or excited about pursuing this new goal or activity. So what if your score is less than 75? Well, sorry, what if your score isn't at least 75? Well, should you give up and proceed? Not necessarily. So why is that? Well, spend some time looking at each area that you didn't get at least a score of 8 and ask yourself, what could I do in this area or areas in advance of starting this new activity? What could I do to increase that score? Okay. And in other words, do the hard work of brainstorming or thinking about how to increase your ratings, and also reconsider whether or not this new goal or activity is really your thing or something not worth pursuing after all. This can save you so much time and energy. So much time and energy and blood and sweat and tears. There's no point chasing after goals. So much time and energy in achieving them and find not really what I wanted. It was just such a hard slog and it wasn't so rewarding after all. This can save you enormously. So what have we covered today? Over to questions and answers in about 2 minutes from now. So what we covered today. First of all, 5 powerful high performance tools to boost productivity. How to eliminate distractions and improve your focus. How to increase your energy and brain power in just 3 minutes. How to get more done while reducing stress. A simple way to plan each day that can change your life. It really can. And how to finally win back time. Win back time. You don't get more than 24 hours a day. You've got to win back time to progress your goals more easily. And also 10 indicators to discover how productive you will be when setting any goal. Know when to proceed or not. So that was that. Resources, biofeedback, enlightened sound machines, mindplace.com, brainwave sensing headsets, that's neurosky.com, electrocranial stimulation, which I mentioned, soter.com, high performance habits, my friend Brendan Burchard, my own book, The Most Powerful Goal Achievement System in the World, and The One Thing, the book about the question, The One Thing, by Jay Papasan and Gary Keller. Gary Keller? Yes. So those are the recommended resources for this month. And it's over to questions and answers. So what I'm going to do is go to my computer and ask me anything about this session or any question you have. Any burning question, ask me. And if you're watching the replay, and you're not watching this live, you can still send me a question by email or in our private Facebook group. So over to questions and answers. This video camera and microphone is going to go blank for just a couple of moments. And then I switch on my other, my webcam on my desktop computer and spring to life. And I'll be back. So just a few seconds of dead time. See you in a sec.
Okay, let's make sure. Hold on a sec. Bring my video camera online. Hopefully that's working. Whenever I have to do it, whenever I do a transition like that, you know, thinking, oh, it's going to all break down. It hasn't so far, but sometimes a few little strange things come up. Yeah, I can see myself on the monitor here. Would you believe? I've got my desktop computer. I've got my laptop, I've got my phone, because I'm paranoid that it'll break down. Oh, anyway, I hope you found that helpful. First thing I'm going to do is to share with you the slides. I promise you the slides. I'm going to click share, and you should have the slides on the right-hand side of the screen. Yep, there's a link there. So if you click on the icon that says slides, you can download all the slides from the this session. And just looking at questions, yes, there are questions coming in. Just let me just do a refresh here. This is your opportunity to ask me anything. 1 second, just bear with me a second. Okay, they're coming in here. Okay, first question is from Tom. Hi, Tom. Many thanks, Mike, for a very illuminating session today. Thank you. Quick question. I work in a very busy office with lots of people, so it's hard to focus exclusively on my work without being constantly interrupted by people wanting my help. What can I do to improve my focus in this challenging environment? Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying. Well, to be honest, I really think you need to take these refocus breaks. That's an absolute must. And also, well, make yourself a little bit less available. And there are definitely some steps you can take. Definitely some steps you can take to do that. Maybe put in place a new way of assisting people. For example, get people to send you an email instead of always coming to your desk. And what a great way to stop being complete people being completely reliant on you is to start asking people for their help. You may find quite quickly that they're more reluctant to ask you for your help if you're asking them for their help. Just human nature. I know in my first business, we did tropical plants. We provided tropical plants to offices, shopping centers, hotels, banks, that sort of thing. I had a maintenance crew that used to drive around the city in vans, watering and cleaning the plants. And in the early days of that business, I would make myself available to any member of my staff at any moment. But I discovered that was actually holding them back from becoming truly capable. So slowly, over time, I made myself a little bit less available. A little bit less and a little bit less. And do you know what happened? Each member of the team became far more capable when they were encouraged to try and figure out the solution to the problems as they went along. And now I said, look, phone me anytime if you really can't sort it out. No problem. But try to attend to it yourself. And they became so capable. Now, I didn't completely remove myself from the situation or, you know, contactability. But I did slowly pull myself away a little bit and encourage them to, you know, to help themselves. And they became so resourceful, so good at what they did. Absolutely amazing. So I think I think it's important to stop allowing people to be too reliant on you. It holds them back. And really what I'm saying is here is teach people to solve their own problems. So, Tom, I hope that helps. Question here from Jean. Hello, Jean. I found what you said about mind mapping really interesting, and I want to start using it. Can you recommend any good software I can use? Well, you can just use a pen and a piece of paper. I did for years. In fact, I never knew that other people were doing this. Mind mapping, it's something that I came up with myself back in the early 1990s for preparing talks and things. I didn't know it was called mind mapping. In fact, I didn't know anyone else did it either. But whenever I was to prepare a talk, I'd put in the center of the page the thing that was the topic. And then I would write all over the page all the things I wanted to talk about and then put them in logical order later. And it's a few years later, I discovered other people were doing it, and it's called mind mapping. And I use a great program called iMindMap Ultimate. It's kind of pricey. I don't know, it's a few hundred dollars. They rebranded recently. I think it's now called Ayoa. Weird name. AYOA, I think. But there's lots of free software out there. I mean, there's just springing to mind, I think, Lucid Chart. I don't know if all of these still exist, but this is a couple of years ago. Lucid Chart, MindMeister, Coggle. I think that's owned by Google. I think these are all free as far as I know. XMind, Free Mind, Simple Mind. Just go to Google and do a web search. Free mind mapping software or mind mapping software, and you'll find lots. It's great. It's great. Question from, I hope that helps, Gene. Question from Jack. Jack says, Mike, I love Netflix. Most nights I watch a movie before bed. I work really hard and I need a way to de-stress. Are you saying I need to give up my only way of de-stressing? No, not at all. Not at all. However, you know, if you need to de-stress, then definitely you can reduce stress by doing the refocus exercise I shared. I don't know if you meditate. That's another wonderful way of overcoming stress. Also, the tools that I shared, the biofeedback machines, light and sound devices, electrocranial stimulation, they all work really effectively. But, you know, I'm not saying give up TV. I watch Netflix, not a whole lot, but, you know, I watch one episode or something each night, because at the end of each day, I work very, very hard, and I am tired at the end of each day. I get a lot done because of high performance techniques. So I think, you know, it depends how much TV we're watching. It depends how much Netflix we're watching. For, you know, I just shared with you the disturbing statistic from just a few years ago. 95% of Americans watch 5 hours, five and a half hours, or 5 1/4 hours of TV every day. That's unbelievable. And I'm sure it's the same in other countries. I'm sure it's just, you know, one of those things, and social media is probably adding to that distraction. So if you're spending 5 hours each day watching TV, I would definitely look at adjusting things, and so that you can achieve your goals more quickly, more effectively. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about just making small adjustments in your daily life, just small adjustments, and you can reap huge rewards. So, Jack, I hope that's helpful. Just check, see if there's any more questions here. There is. Dolores says, hi, Dolores. Thank you, Mike. Really enjoyed the session. So great information provided, which I will put into practice. Kind regards. That was another question. Thanks, Doris. That means so much. I really appreciate that. I don't see any more questions. You know, this is the last opportunity. You can get your question in there. Not so many questions today. It's only about 4 or 5. No, that's about it. So, look, I'll see you next month, hopefully. Or you'll see me next month. Hopefully I'll see your name here when you log in. Can see everyone who's logging in and logging out and asking questions. But I really hope you've found this session helpful. As I said right at the beginning, you gain from this only what you put into action. If you're watching this just like TV entertainment, then it's just going to go in one ear and out the other, and it'll be forgotten. But when you download the PDF file, click on that little icon that says slides, you fill out the, you know, answer the questions there, put into practice what you've learned. This time next year, things can be very different in a very positive way. Look, we're living in a crazy age right now. So many people have lost their job. So many people will be unemployed. There's a huge recession coming. These simple strategies, tools, and techniques, they've been scientifically proved to work, and they are the solution to work problems in the future. If you can become more resourceful, more courage, more joy, more aliveness, you open yourself to so many possibilities that you may not even be aware of right now. I honestly feel that the universe assists us when we become all that we're capable of becoming. And if we just don't bother, nothing happens. So everything, when we engage with something, that's when the universe conspires to assist us. So last opportunity, looking for questions. One last comment with Dana. Thank you, Dana. That's it for today. So thanks so much for joining me, and join me next month. And in the meantime, stay safe and put these things into practice. See you again. Bye-bye.